What if everything you've been taught about your genetic destiny is wrong? Imagine discovering that the power to heal your body, transform your life, and even alter your genetic expression lies not in your DNA, but in your beliefs. This revolutionary perspective forms the foundation of the biology of belief, where cellular biologist Bruce Lipton shares his journey from teaching medical students that genes control life to his groundbreaking realization that our perceptions, not our genes, ultimately determine our biological fate. While working at a Caribbean medical school in 1985, Lipton experienced a profound epiphany. The cell membrane, not the nucleus, acts as the true brain of the cell, responding to environmental signals rather than blindly following genetic instructions. This insight challenged biology's central dogma and offered a liberating truth. We aren't victims of heredity, but powerful beings capable of reprogramming our biology through our thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. Each of your 50 trillion cells functions as a miniature version of you, with complete physiological systems. These intelligent entities analyze thousands of stimuli simultaneously, coordinate responses, and create cellular memories they pass to offspring. When single-celled organisms evolved into multicellular communities 700 million years ago, they formed specialized tissues and organs for improved survival. This cooperative model challenges Darwin's emphasis on competition. Systems biology reveals animal microorganism coevolution, while genome science shows cross-species gene sharing through horizontal gene transfer. Lipton's Caribbean medical students demonstrated this principle by forming cooperative study groups where stronger students helped weaker ones, achieving results equal to elite counterparts, mirroring how cells cooperatively band together to become collectively smarter. It's the environment, stupid! This wisdom from Lipton's mentor became foundational to his understanding. When cultured cells were ailing, the solution was examining their environment, not the cells themselves. This insight contradicts the disempowering narrative of genetic determinism. Single gene disorders affect less than 2% of the population, while heredity accounts for only about 5% of cancer and heart disease cases. The Human Genome Project revealed humans possess only about 25,000 genes, fewer than fruit flies and similar to mice. Epigenetics shows how environmental signals control gene activity through regulatory proteins that attach to or detach from DNA. A Duke University study demonstrated this when pregnant yellow, obese agouti mice given methyl-rich supplements produced lean, brown offspring despite carrying the same obesity gene. The methyl groups attached to the DNA, silencing the problematic gene expression. We aren't victims of our genes, but masters of our biology through the environments we create. The cell membrane, just 7 millionths of a millimeter thick, functions as the true brain controlling cellular life. Once dismissed as a simple barrier, this structure translates environmental signals into cellular behavior through integral membrane proteins that act as molecular nano-antennas. When receptors bind with target signals, they trigger specific cellular responses. With a single cell containing hundreds of thousands of these receptor effector switches operating simultaneously. Enucleated cells survive for months, metabolizing food and responding to stimuli. They eventually die not from losing control functions, but from inability to replace worn proteins, proving the nucleus isn't the cell's brain. Lipton's breakthrough came when he realized the membrane is a liquid crystal semiconductor with gates and channels, the same technical definition as a computer chip. This means cells are programmable, with the programmer existing outside the cell. The nucleus merely serves as a memory disk containing protein production programs, placing control of our lives not in our genes, but in our own hands. While biologists follow mechanical principles, physicists have recognized for over 70 years that quantum mechanics better describes the molecular level where biological dysfunctions begin. quantum physics reveals atoms aren't solid matter, but energy vortexes in constant vibration. Under microscopes, we see only empty space with energy patterns. Einstein's E equals mc squared, confirming that energy and matter are fundamentally identical. Energy waves interact in ways that affect biology. Aligned waves create constructive interference that amplifies power, while out-of-sync waves produce destructive interference that cancels each other. Despite evidence that energy fields can influence biochemistry as effectively as pharmaceuticals, mainstream medicine has largely ignored vibrational healing approaches. Electrotherapy, popular in the 1890s before being discredited, now finds validation in quantum physics. Techniques like transcranial magnetic stimulation show promise for treating depression. Meanwhile, studies indicate iatrogenic illness is a leading cause of death in the U.S., with adverse reactions to prescription drugs causing over 300,000 deaths annually. Medical doctors remain caught between intellectual tradition and corporate influence, operating in an outdated Newtonian model that disregards quantum realities. In 1952, Dr. Albert Mason treated a 15-year-old boy's congenital ichthyosis, a lethal genetic disease causing leathery, elephant-like skin, using hypnosis. Believing he was treating mere warts, Mason suggested the boy's skin would heal. Remarkably, most of the boy's skin normalized after several sessions. When Mason later tried treating other ichthyosis patients, knowing the disease was incurable, he failed, despite appearing confident. This case demonstrates how belief can override genetic programming. The mind's healing power involves interplay between conscious and subconscious minds. While the conscious mind creates positive thoughts, the subconscious, storing stimulus-response patterns from instincts and learned experiences, is millions of times more powerful. When conscious desires conflict with subconscious programming, like childhood messages that you're worthless, the subconscious typically wins. The placebo effect, which Lipton calls the belief effect, further proves this power. A Baylor School of Medicine study showed fake knee surgery produced the same benefits as real procedures. Placebos have proven effective for asthma, Parkinson's, and depression. Conversely, negative thinking harms health through the nocebo effect, illustrated by a man who died with minimal cancer, possibly because everyone believed his condition was fatal. Evolution has equipped organisms with two fundamental survival mechanisms, growth and protection. These opposing behaviors cannot operate optimally simultaneously. When in protection mode, we restrict growth, diverting energy to fight or flight responses. The brain's perception of danger triggers hormones that redirect blood from vital organs to limbs, inhibiting growth processes and immune function. While this protection mechanism handles acute stresses effectively, it wasn't designed for continuous activation. Today's chronic worries constantly trigger stress hormones without providing release. Almost every major illness connects to this chronic stress, with depression linked to stress hormones inhibiting neuronal growth. Just as communities deteriorate if perpetually sheltered during emergencies, our bodies decline when stuck in defensive postures. To thrive, we must eliminate stressors and seek joyful, loving experiences that stimulate growth. The future of human evolution lies in cooperation rather than competition. Just as single cells join together in altruistic communities when faced with challenges, humanity's increasing population pressures will push us toward a global community based on love rather than fear. Our evolutionary mandate is to recognize ourselves as spiritual beings who need love as much as food, creating communities working toward survival of the most loving as the ethic ensuring personal and planetary health.